This program is brought to you by Babaway Media, overseen by the elders of the Chipman Road Church of Christ in Lee's Summit, Missouri.
We want to welcome you to join us for another lesson in Bible basics, and the topic of fellowship. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. 1 John 1, verse 3. Fellowship. What does that word, fellowship, mean? Well, Webster's Dictionary defines it as a community of interest, activity, feeling, or experience, a state of association, or a company of equals or friends. This doesn't really define the biblical use of the word, which in Greek is koineia. Danker's Greek-English Lexicon defines this term as a close association in shared interest or shared community. It is a practical expression of fellowship through sharing, a close connection with a focus on sacred things. Strong's Concordance defines it as a partnership, a participation, a communication, a communion, or distribution. Now, in Acts chapter 2 and verses 44 through 46, that text describes this fellowship of the Christian. As we read, and it says, "And all that believed were together, and had all things common, and sold their possessions and goods, and parted them to all men, as every man had need. And they, continuing daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meats with gladness and singleness of heart." They had become a family of those with a common belief in Jesus Christ. And they became joined together as the children of God. What was this fellowship built on? We find the answer in 1 John chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. John there writes, "That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of God. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and we bear witness and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us." You see, there John is kind of replicating what he wrote in John chapter 1, verses 1 through 3, and he is describing Jesus himself. John reminds the reader in his gospel that the Word of God is Jesus Christ, who in verse 14, we are told, became flesh and dwelt among us, so that we could behold the glory as the only begotten of the Father. This is what John had heard, seen, and handled, and now preached to all who would listen. Our fellowship of things common is the knowledge that we gain through the Word. Therefore, as Paul encouraged us, we can be of one mind. Paul admonished the Philippian brethren, "Only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that you stand fast in one spirit." You see, there's the fellowship. "With one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel." Philippians 1, verse 27. Then in chapter 2, speaking of his own joy in hearing of the faithfulness of the brethren, stated, "If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that you be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind." Philippians 2, verses 1 and 2. Our fellowship is joined to our love for one another in Christ. Again, looking at Philippians 2:2, we have the same love. this love is built upon the love that Christ had for us. In John chapter 13, Jesus demanded that his disciples love one another, stating, "A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this will all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one for another," verses 34 and 35. Our fellowship as a family built upon the blood of Christ is the strongest bond one can have. When you consider that Christ loved us enough to die for us, even when we ourselves were his enemy, Romans 5, verse 10, then we must be willing to give ourselves to protect our brothers and sisters in Christ. Peter, by inspiration, teaches, "And above all things, have fervent charity, which is love, among yourselves, for charity shall cover a multitude of sins," 1 Peter 4, verse 8. Instead of looking for faults or trying to show the weaknesses of the brethren, out of love, we are to help the weak and the feeble of heart, Galatians 6, verses 1 through 7. There is a world of darkness out there who do not know the true love of God, nor the peace that can be obtained through obedience, having fellowship with the brethren. The biblical principle of love and fellowship does not mean that we cannot interact with them. In fact, in order to fulfill the Great Commission found in Mark 16, 15 and 16, and Matthew 28, 18 through 30, we must be willing to live among them so that they can see our light shining in that world of darkness. But we do not become a part of them. We do not have biblical fellowship with them. John chapter 17, verses 13 through 16. As Christians, our fellowship and our love are exhibited within the body of Christ for all the world to see, and so that God can be given the glory. I want to thank you for joining us our study this morning. We hope to see you again next week for another lesson in Bible Basics.
We thank you for joining us today. We hope you have enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bible Media by visiting us at BibleWayMedia.org. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can find all of our podcasts on all major podcast platforms. As always, we thank you for listening.